Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
We're in studio here in Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg. Thorsten Seeling here with us, and Solar for Leesburg is a startup solar PV company. It's been featured in the Washington Post and was a finalist for the 2010 Loudoun County Best Business Plan. Welcome, Thorsten, to Leaders Portfolio.
Welcome, Rebecca. Thank you for having me.
And that is a heavy German accent we hear.
It is surely a heavy German accent.
You met your wife while she was in Germany.
That is correct. That was about 20 years ago that we met in Berlin by sheer coincidence.
And she convinced you to come to America.
Quite frankly, 16 years ago, it was more my idea to give it a shot here than it was my wife's. She wasn't quite done with Berlin at that point.
Well, that's a great story. You both love each other's cultures.
Yes, we do.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And so Solar for Leesburg, speaking of your wife is one of the partners as well as another business partner.
Yes.
And so you got this idea. Solar for Leesburg is a startup with $120,000 revenues in 2010, and they just won the Environmental Business Award for the town of Leesburg. And you got this idea by visiting a friend in the South.
Yes, I actually began wondering already years ago that there was an increasing amount of solar panels to be noticed on German rooftops, and which was not the case when I had left the country. So I was actually wondering about the fact that if solar works in Germany, which by latitude is so far up north compared to Virginia or this greater metropolitan area here, I wondered if it works in Germany, it must work here. So I was looking into the entire technology a little bit more and by detail, and I noticed that the PV technology has come a long way in terms of quality and output. And then when I was visiting a friend and former neighbor in Florida, he had become the CEO of a company that now also, as among other products, would also now distribute solar panels.
Here's a question. Was Germany, did they have solar panels way more aggressively than the United States?
Like, absolutely.
They were way ahead of it.
Yes.
And so you thought, therefore, too, the technology is more advanced. And that's your background. Was it electrical engineer? Mm-hmm. Is your background? Yeah.
Yes.
So you saw that and thought, let me bring it here.
Yeah. And then, of course, my friend got me started, I shall say that. And I wasn't all that keen about solar panels at this present time, being busy with my other business activities. But then when he showed me that their panel actually can be the roof, that you don't have to have shingles or anything underneath, that their panel can be installed totally watertight, that's really what got me then really interested. And
that's what I was going to ask you next. So the difference is that the what are some of the differences? One of them is it's watertight.
This is the only difference versus other solar panels, that their system can be the roof itself.
So that saves people the cost of roofing.
Yes, yes. And especially for new construction, where it saves you the cost of having to.
So that sounds like a major difference in your opinion.
Yeah.
Yes. And so so why Leesburg?
Because that's where I live.
Oh, and so you thought, okay, I can change.
That's where my partners live.
And you thought, we can change this area. And it also is an environmental friendly area, right? So it seemed like you could probably get some traction
there.
Yes
and no. I have to say that Virginia in general is not very, from a government standpoint, is not very into renewable energies, at least not yet.
So the state government is not. Do you find the federal government is more so?
Certainly. And other states, for example, let's say California, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, just to name a few. They have more government incentives for homeowner or business owners to implement renewable energies than Virginia has.
Interesting. And why do you think that's true, that Virginia on this issue is a little behind?
I'm not sure whether I should say this on the air, but I am known for the fact that I'm outspoken. Richmond seems to be a little bit behind new technologies because I cannot get rid of the assumption that burning coal in order to create electricity seems to be the way it has always worked.
And so, in a way, then, if the state, in your opinion, is somewhat behind, you almost feel like you're making a bigger difference, right? So, if it was a state that had a lot of movement, you know, this way, you actually, if you can get these panels in, you're actually making a big change.
Yes.
And so, is that part of why you did this business? Because you feel kind of responsible in that?
My partners and I really believe in what we do, and we really believe that renewable energies is the future. And it will be we are firm believers that renewable energies will become more and more popular all over the country. And we are firm believers that it's going to happen, and this is for the better of this country.
Do you have this on your house?
Not yet.
But you're planning to install it?
Yes.
And part of that may be because there's a big startup cost. It says, I read somewhere that it costs $25,000 to $30,000 to install each panel.
No, I don't know whether you got this.
Okay,
info.
Tell me what's correct.
The average residential application will probably be anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 for the entire turnkey system.
So then... Is there any incentive for, you know, somebody who has maybe even like a smaller house to do it? There's tax incentives.
Yes, there's a 30% federal tax credit that applies to everybody. And then certain states have their internal credits or,
right,
or incentives of whatever nature. Virginia, it's not all that much. There are a couple of things like, and the county is not going to tell you, but once you look deeper into things, that you, for example, can deduct the expense for a solar system from your property tax value.
Okay.
So that's you're paying less on your property tax, and that is for, I believe, 10 years.
Oh, excellent.
Then we just... got into an article that also the value of your house will increase if you have renewable energies.
And people should know that this is one business that you have with two partners, but you also own a company, Thorsten Ceiling Remodeling Specialist, which is a separate business. And how many employees do you have for that business?
Five.
And tell me a little bit about what that does.
Well, we are home remodeling specialists, and we are specialized in kitchen and bathroom or basement refinishing. We design. We have our own design department.
So you're kind of busy doing both businesses.
Yeah, right now I'm actually running both shows. It's probably about a 60 or 70 hour a week.
Wow. Wow. And you?
About half the time for either business. And that's where the challenge in terms of leadership is, because I'm the president and I'm the decision maker for the remodeling business. And I ask my employees to execute my decision, while when I'm talking to my partners in solar, we are partners of equal rights.
And Thorsten Ceiling's talking about solar for Leesburg and how your partner in that. And so how is that different for you? Sometimes do you maybe for solar for Leesburg tell your partners what to do, and then you realize, oh wait, I can't do that. We have to vote.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you think, certain people are suited for business partnerships and others are suited for being a sole
Being on the receiving end of, yes.
Which one do you think you're better suited for?
I like the partnership, but I could also imagine that I could not, there are certain people that I know out there I would not like to be a partner with.
Right. And it would be very hard.
So it takes the right people for a partnership.
Excellent. I absolutely agree. And we're speaking with Thorsten Seeling, founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg, and was a finalist for the 2010 Loudoun County Best Business Plan and won the Environmental Business Award from the town of Leesburg. Talk about a lot of people. I've heard people say, I got into business so I don't have to do politics. And then they get into business and realize they do have to do politics. And so talk about what it's like as a business owner working with the township, right? And so there's some politics.
Rebecca, don't get me started on that. Politicians are people that I disagree with. And if I agree with them, then they are statesmen.
But you're getting to our Forbes business quote, which is politician is a person with whose politics you don't agree. If you agree with him, he's a statesman. That's the Forbes business quote. So excellent. That's good. And talk about, in your opinion, actually, you know what? We're gonna hit a commercial break. We'll talk about this when we return. I want to ask you your leadership philosophy, and get into that when we get back from the break. Okay, Thorsten.
Okay.
I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here on Leaders Portfolio, and we are going to return with Thorsten Seeling, founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg, after the break. Of course, you can find this interview at leadersportfolio.com. His audiocast is available there. And to all you leaders out there, I want to encourage you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Right now, we're accepting nominations and applications for the Leaders Portfolio Awards for Leader of the Year, Business Leader of the Year, as well as Leadership Business of the Year. And a lot of you have written in and said, hey, get the CEO on, or hey, I have a great client. Well, this is your opportunity to nominate someone, a business leader or leadership business, or both, for Leaders Portfolio Awards. We're very excited about that. We like selecting great leaders, and we like sharing them with you on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. Return after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
We're back here in Leaders Portfolio with the founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg, Thorsten Seeling. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're in the Leaders Portfolio studio talking with Thorsten about his startup solar PV company. It's been featured in the Washington Post, was a finalist for the 2010 Loudoun County Best Business Plan, and won the Environmental Business Award from the town of Leesburg. And we're going to get into Thorsten's leadership philosophy in a bit. Before we get to that, my understanding is that one of the challenges Thorsten faced as a leader was working with the town of Leesburg. And so that was something that you had to navigate, and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we had to, yes. We had to realize that not every politician that is elected to the town of Leesburg is very open-minded towards our business, because last year we had a conflict of interest, supposedly. Well, maybe it was only because it was re-election time that some politicians saw a conflict of interest, that we as a solar company, and one of my partners who is actually on the environmental advisory committee for the town of Leesburg, and she had a conflict of interest by being my partner and us in the process of submitting a partnership proposal to the town of Leesburg that we would like to install a solar system on one of the town's buildings, which then, doing this on a non-profit base, it would have been to the benefit of the town of Leesburg, and of course for us a great way of saying, hey, here we
right.
are.
Right, so we won't charge you, but then it's a brand for you, for Leesburg.
It was meant to be a win-win situation. It was meant to be, but it never got there.
Interesting. And so then the contract didn't happen because of this conflict of interest, supposedly.
Yes.
And so that's interesting. So now you have to go to the town of Leesburg home by home.
Pretty much so.
And is that kind of the kind of 2-3 year plan?
No, the 2 or 3 year plan is that we will certainly expand our radius, and certainly will our idea is that we would like to be solar for, Baltimore. Solar for, New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the idea is that we would like to spread up and down the East Coast.
Excellent. Excellent. And is in your opinion, is Germany, are the solar panels in Germany still ahead of the curve with what America?
No.
It's now caught up.
Yes. There are panels from all over the world. There are some panels are made in this country that are perfectly
excellent.
Comparable. There are many panels still come from China. Actually, most panels out there are manufactured in China. There are some coming from Germany. No, the uniqueness of the one system that we installed, the most recent project we did, is that the panels can be the roof.
One more question on that. When you say the panels can be the roof, right? You often have to place a roof, you know, every 10 years or 20 years or
15 or whatever, yeah.
And so is there a timeline on solar panels? Like, they have to be replaced every 15 years or?
No, they are warranted, actually. Most solar panel manufacturers are supplying and providing a 25-year warranty on their product, that the power output will be at least 80% from what it was on day one.
So it's almost like getting two roofs. In a way, because it lasts the lifetime of two roofs.
So the shelf life of solar panels is much longer than 25 years, but then again, time will tell.
Right. Interesting. Now, we're speaking with the founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg, Thorsten Seeling. And Thorsten, your background is engineering.
right? Yes. That's mm-hmm. that's where your background is. And where did I read this? You received a Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering from Technical University in Berlin. And over the years, you've been able to now form your leadership philosophy. So what is that?
In a perfect world, I would like to provide the spark, provide the idea, but then have others chip in and be creative. And that's in my remodeling company. What I notice is that most of my employees, they will never be self-employed. They will never be leaders or leading anything, because they can't even lead their own lives sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I'm saying, I'm a firm believer in smart people knowing what to do without me having them to do every single step of the way.
So you don't like to micromanage. You like people who can do things independently.
Yeah.
And so what's the difference then in your mind between a business leader and a business owner? And which one do you think you are?
I hope that I'm not just an owner. I hope that I am a leader, that we are setting a new trend, and renewable energy is the future, like I mentioned that before. And I'm a firm believer that we are going to be trendsetters.
And something I can ask you that I can't ask other CEOs often, because they're from the United States, is that my understanding is that the term leader or business leader, in particularly the term leader of the word business leader in Europe, is not always seen as a positive term. There's more connotations of controlling. Is that your experience?
No, I disagree with this.
You do?
This, yes.
Okay,
I disagree with this.
So it is considered...
The way business is conducted in Germany is almost identical from the way standard business is conducted here. There is one difference, and that is a language difference, that... In the United States, it's on that first name base. Mm-hmm. It's not in the business world in Germany or in Europe, I should say. It's on your last name. So it would...
So people would
and
say...
Miss. So there is a certain respect.
Formality, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And that seems to make a difference in a business world. Or in
the formality.
Yes.
So that would actually be preferable in our society, more so.
Yes, more so.
Interesting.
That there is a clear distinction between employee or friend and partner.
So are your employees Mr. and Mrs. or no? Would your employees be Mr. and Mrs.?
No.
Ms.? No. Okay, so that's the distinction. Yeah. Then it's your boss. Okay, interesting. And, or you could just... cheat and do what I did. You do the doctor blacksmith, and then you just, you know, makes it easy, whatever country you're in. I'm just teasing. Anyway, we're speaking with Thorsten Seeling, founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg. And you're in startup phase with your business, and we talked a little bit about some of the things with the town that changed. But what's your kind of five-year overall plan for Solar for Leesburg, other than, you said, going to different cities? Are you trying to... you know, would you be happy if you're in 100 homes in Leesburg, or?
No. The solar industry in this country has practically doubled in revenue and size every year for the last 2 or 3 years, I believe. And I'm cautiously optimistic that it will double and triple mm-hmm. over the next couple of years to come. And I want to be a part
of that. That's a good answer. I like your answer on that. That's good. And talk about some of the developments going on in the solar panel industry. Like, what's changing?
What's changing right now? I think we have reached a point where the PV panel, as we know it, will probably develop into something a little bit more sophisticated, but I do not expect major changes. Like, for example, in the computer industry, that ever powerful computers became smaller and smaller. I do not see that happening anytime soon, that somebody will come up with a super panel.
Right, right.
Right now, some people and homeowners are still skeptical because they expect the solar panel to become lower in price and smaller and more powerful. And I think many
Interesting.
People are still concerned that if they buy a solar system today, that they will regret it next year because something even better is on the market already. And, well...
And your educated guess is that that's not going to happen for at least 10 years.
Yes.
Interesting. That's a good... That's a good reservation, or that they'll look prettier, right? Sometimes people want them, you know, to look nicer.
Oh, there are already really pretty looking panels out there. I mean, there are some really heinous and and ugly ones. But if you research the whole technology a little bit more, then you will certainly find that there are some very appealing panels out there.
Interesting. All right, great. Well, Thorsten, I want to thank you for coming on the show, or as I should... give you my German Mr. Ceiling. And we are the founder and partner of Solar for Leesburg here with us. Thanks for being on Leadership Portfolio.
Thank you for having me.
Partner and founder of Solar for Leesburg, Thorsten Ceiling here with us. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. Of course, you can find his audiocast at leadersportfolio.com. And I want to thank these sponsors for supporting leadership. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden in Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you are trying to reach the leadership community directly, business, federal government, whatever it be, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We would love to have solid, great sponsors who support giving back to the, giving back to business leaders, young business leaders, the corporate community, the community of the metro area of DC. We just want to say thanks to our existing sponsors. And if you're a fit for that, get in touch with Leaders Portfolio, and we'd love to discuss it with you. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I also want to remind you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. We want to thank folks for applying already for Leadership Business of the Year, for Business Leader of the Year. And if you're worried about competing with a company that has, 2,000 employees or a company with one employee, well, there's different categories. Business Leader of the Year under 50 employees and also over 50 employees, as well as Leadership Business of the Year in the DC area, outside the DC area, and Rising Business Leader of the Year for an employee who's shown leadership potential or is practicing leadership ideals. So apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Send your applications in now. Nominate someone. We'd love to have you. I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Ullers, the production team, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Tara. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you, what's in your portfolio?